5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I almost did it this time. So this is Flowing With Famous, your all Fresno podcast. Joshua Teehee here with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Fresno? Flowing With Famous, famous listener.
But yeah.
I've only had 2 sips of beer. I'm fine.
Okay, good.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Good. Nothing to see here.
Fresno, April, it's all good.
April, we're ready.
Oh, April. Man. Springtime. One of the best months to be in Fresno.
We've
got that nice weather.
Possibly the best month.
Hopefully no more windstorms.
Right.
Be all nice.
Yeah. For at least another couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. By May, it'll be all over. So enjoy it while you can.
I like the heat, so I'm fine with it.
You're ready up. For it, okay.
I'm ready.
No, today was a beautiful, wonderful day, and last couple days before that, crazy wind, but that's okay. That was fine, too. And now we're ready.
We blew all our crap to Bakersfield.
Good.
Eat it, Bakersfield.
That's where it belongs.
Because we got to breathe San Francisco's smog.
Right, that's right.
And so Bakersfield's got to deal with ours.
Right. Shit rolls downhill, as they
say. Yep.
All right. So, since last month, there's been, I don't know. Has there been a lot of stuff happening? I can't ever tell. I lose track of time. It's like we do this, and every time I'm like, oh.
Let's check in with the, you went to Fres Yes Fest, right?
I went to the Fres Yes Fest. I had a booth at Fres Yes Fest.
What do you mean
not
a
me specifically,
booth?
But, the Fresno Bee. Has our Brew Buzz section, you know, where we talk all about our blog, essentially. Where
is that
we talk
every
about coffee.
Wednesday you have, like, beer-related
Yeah, so
articles?
We try to do something all the time. Typically, it's on Wednesday because that's when we do our food coverage. So if you're looking in the actual paper, you would probably see it on Wednesday. But sometimes you would see it on Friday. Like, Fresh Yes was probably, you know, it ran on Friday, but we also put it like on the blog as part of our craft beer coverage. So it depends on how you look at it, how you access the bee will determine how you see it. But we have stuff up there all the time. So kind of breaking news kind of stuff too, you know. So House of Pendragon starts bottling.
Yeah. You know what? I think I did find that out. From the
on the
bee,
right?
I think.
See?
And I think of myself as a beer insider, and I learned that on the bee. Good job.
Well, so here's what happened. I see a Facebook post from House of Pendragon that they're bottling. I send it. I'm, like, busy or I'm leaving the office or something. I send it to my boss. I say, hey, Facebook. I think I Facebook. I send it just straight the thing. And she says, oh, okay. And so she goes to Rory Appleton. And says, hey, are you doing anything right now? He says, no. She says, can you call House of Pendragon? Well, he knows the guys from House of Pendragon because he's there all the time doing pub quiz and whatnot.
Research.
So he calls and he gets the whole story and boom, we have it up that day or fairly quickly. And a lot of people, a lot of people I talked to found out that way. So there you go. That's how it's supposed to work anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, Brew Buzz, as part of that, we were at Fresh Yes Fest. So we just had like a little booth, and I was there. Actually, Jim Bourne, our editor, was there.
Jim was there?
For a while. Yeah, he was there for a while. Yeah, Kathy was there. And we just sort of, we had buttons. We have some stickers. Steve Parra, our cartoonist at the Bee, like made this kind of photo boothy thing where you could stick your head through.
Did he make drawings?
And get a picture with. Oh, yeah.
Like, could I have had Steve Parra draw something for me?
Well, so he made the drawings were already up, and then it's like one of those photo booths where you stick your head through, and then it's like, so it was like,
you and Scoopy.
Scoopy, yeah, with a beer, you know, like
with
that.
Scoopy so. Getting buzzed.
Scooby
getting buzzed because he's a bee.
Right. So anyway, so we were there, I was there doing that, and it was, man, there were so many people there. Way more crowded earlier than it was in the past years. It kind of looked like maybe it thinned in the middle. So you remember how like last year, like between 4 and 8, it was just crazy. Yeah.
Right.
And this year, it seemed like that it might have thinned out a little, but it was
like that was super like that was busy. The window where it died a little bit, like it took a breath and then it started back.
Yeah. So, but it was insane. I mean, there was lines the whole time, the beer line. So I had one beer.
Man, it's rough.
And ate one, and then the lines were too long. I mean, there was no way for me to get another one. Standing in line, I mean, it would have been, the lines, it wasn't bad. I probably could have done it and it wouldn't have been too terrible, but I just didn't feel like it was
too
worth
successful,
it for
this thing.
Right. Yeah. It's getting to the point where it'd be too successful. But the music was good. I left early. I left right as Strange Mind was getting to play because I had to get over to the Blazefest Battle of the Bands at Tioga. Okay, so Tioga was
at Full Circle.
At Full Circle, yeah. So Tioga was having at Full Circle was having their thing, and I'll tell you what, there was probably a good 300-400 people that showed up at Full Circle.
Oh, really?
For the,
I was surprised.
Because
one of them was your picture, but I saw other pictures too of Full Circle, and I saw nobody there. I was like, oh, that sucks. They picked the wrong night to do that. Don't go up there against Fresno Fest.
So it depends. Early in the day, earlier, when it first started, there wasn't all that many people.
Yeah.
But at the height of it, so probably when the second, third band played, it was fairly packed. Probably, I'd say maybe 200, maybe more than that. I mean, it was outside. They had it in the slab, where the roller derby girls play. So it's big. So it's it's kind of hard to tell exactly how many people were out there, but it seemed like there was a good number of people out there, too. I was really surprised. I was like, wow. Because I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, you're going up against Fresh Yes. And not that they're the same crowd would be coming out to both of those, but,
There's a shared crowd there for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I did actually see some people who had been at Fresh Yes,
right?
And then came over to this. So it was really cool. It was a great. I felt like all in all, the night was just. It was a great day. Great day to be downtown.
Great day for Fresno.
And to be Fresno. So I obviously they'll be doing it again. I think they could work on their beer lines and trying to figure out how to make that a little more, but. They close off Fulton Street.
There's only
right there
so much
the
beer they can
the
store is their issue.
I know, well, that's true. So they close off the thing, the street, and that part was really awesome. That was where the food trucks were.
Food truck
and
street.
And they had all sorts of tables. Yeah, they had all sorts of tables out there, and that really felt awesome. That felt like big city cool stuff, It felt like really awesome, cool, super badass. And then, by the stage where the bands were playing, that was pretty cool. It was really only, like I said, I'm used to just going to Full Circle and drinking, maybe there's a 2-minute wait to get a beer or something. But so it probably wasn't as bad as I'm making it out. Anyway, there it is. Full Circle.
I heard they're going to.
I'm sorry, not Full Circle,
looking-
Tioga.
That Fresno Fest are looking to expand it even more next year as far, just not necessarily to get more people, but to have more space and more.
Right, more space. More I think they do need to, because I think if there was a little more space, it wouldn't feel so crammed in, and I think that would go a long way to making things feel a little better. So that would be my only suggestion. Other than that, I thought it was great. I thought, so here's the interesting part. So many people there, and I don't know any of them, right?
Yeah.
There's just remember last
that's
year?
A lot,
I
had that same thing last year. It was just who the hell?
But are so these then people? I was thinking about it, and I was like, oh, I do know everyone here, but it's everyone who's doing stuff. So, I know all of the vendors, I know all of the food truck dudes, I know all of the bands, I know all of the brewer, all the people who are behind the scenes that's all the people I knew, all the people who were there just enjoying themselves. It was I did actually know quite a few people. I shouldn't say I didn't know anyone, but it was a lot of unfamiliar faces, which is a good sign. It means that we're reaching beyond the normal scope,
and we're getting old.
Well, yes, right. That probably could be too. I didn't want to say that.
But yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
I might. No, I'll try to edit that out.
So keeping with talking about Tiger Sequoia in that area, very exciting during the State of Downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Meeting which they just had. It was announced that there is now an official Fresno Ale Trail.
It's official.
It's an ale trail.
Ale trail. It's a little cart ahead, cart before the horse.
You think so?
Cart a little bit, yeah. There's like, so they're relying on four venues that have yet to open up or finish opening up. And they're like, ale trail!
So like, they're saying seven, right? Is that the official number eventually?
I think
that
might be right, yeah.
And they're all within this little, I don't know, what is it, a couple miles or whatever?
A few blocks within each.
A few blocks, yeah. So you're looking at Tiger Sequoia, House of Pendragon, Full Circle,
mm-hmm.
Border Hop.
Border Hop is coming, 411 Ales, and Zach's Brewing, and did you say Pendragon?
Right.
And
so here's my problem with the ale trail. Circle.
That's six. I don't know if there's, there might be missing.
I thought there
were
seven,
one.
But I could be wrong. So here's my problem with the ale trail. What if they're doing like something that's not an ale? What if these places want to make a pilsner or something?
I think that's
then
okay.
What do they got to do?
You got to name it something.
You're gonna be the guy
in the ale trail that comes off the bus and goes to the place and they have no ales there. This place doesn't have any ales. Why are you even calling it ale trail? There's no ales. Where are your ales?
I wanted an ale.
Sir, we don't have any ales. But I'm on the ale trail.
I did hear from someone who they thought they were not impressed, let's say, by the ale trail. They were kind of hating on it a little
bit.
And I think part of it was exactly what you're saying is the cart before the horse thing. You know, and I think two was just like, why do we got to call everything something? Like, why does everything have to be
you got to tag stuff, man.
People like
it when you tag and stuff and box it up and package it for them.
So my
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that's people do like it when you package shit for them.
So, and I mean, to the credit of whoever put this together, at least they didn't call it beer hop, right? or like, because that could have easily been done. You know, to me, it's like call it the craft beer district and be done with it, you know, whatever.
It's better than South of Stadium.
Yeah, that's true.
South Stadium's just not good. I mean, I know it's technically.
How does this play out in other cities? I mean, other cities have like these kind of like concentrations of breweries, right? And they don't feel like they need to.
Well, you know, we're starting out. This is new to, you know, we're behind. You know, 5 years behind the craft beer movement, so. For other cities, this is like old hat. Like we already have all the beer,
and I mean,
it's new. And you know,
I guess it does make sense. You put it on a map someplace, and people who are coming into town know immediately. Like, oh, let's go there.
Somebody's staying at the Doubletree or whatever the one with the casino is at now. It's one day it's Holiday Inn, day it's
where Club One is. Yeah,
Where Club
whatever
One is.
It is. Yeah,
whatever one is. But, you know, so it's cool for that kind of person. They're like, oh, there's something. I'm going to look at this brochure. Oh, you guys have beer here. Oh, okay. I'll check this out. But, like, for me, I would never need it. I mean, I know.
And I would never call it that either.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wouldn't. Where I'm just hanging out in the beer, on the ale trail. The ale trail. I wouldn't even know what to call it. See?
I'm hanging out on the ale trail. I'm just chilling on the ale trail, bro. You're just
the ale trail makes me think about the patch of hair that leads like from your chest down your You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know how you pulled that together.
Anyway, it's happening.
I'm on the air, champ, bro.
It's great that it's happening in that area. I think that's a growth.
When I'm walking from full circle to Tioga, and like I'm passing that. All the transient homeless people and stuff, right. I'll be all, "Hey, I'm on the ale trail, bro.
I'm on the ale trail.
Are you on the ale trail, bro?" He's like, "What?
I don't know what you're
He's like,
about.
He's going to like go walk away from me.
Right.
He's like, these guys are crazy. Stay away from that guy.
Right. This neighborhood is going to shit.
Yeah. They're like, get out of here, man. This neighborhood is crazy drunk people.
So that's happening anyway. It's exciting. I will trash talk it, but it's still really cool. And I'm excited to see.
I don't really mean to trash talk. It's just it's what happens.
It's fun.
It's cool that we have it. And I'm just waiting till it's going to be the end of the year before this actually is a thing.
Yeah. But when it happens, we're there. Let's podcast from the
We'll walk the ale trail
and we'll see what happens to us.
What happens to us in Chinatown? That's what's going to be interesting.
Right. Maybe we'll Uber.
Do the Chinatown part and Uber it
through the tunnels or whatever.
We'll take the tunnel to Tioga from Full Circle. There needs to be out there.
Hey, that's a good idea. They need to figure that out.
Speaking of the downtown, state of downtown, did you go to that?
I did not.
Yeah,
I should have.
A day job. You should. Yeah, you could have done it for your job, right?
It was in the evening, man.
What?
Yeah, it was like it.
It's always there. Oh, there's like the breakfast. What's the breakfast one? Is that a different one? Or they just changed it this year and made it dinner? I thought.
I don't know.
State of the city. It's like breakfast.
Maybe that's the state of the city. Maybe this is. Anyway, it was like an evening thing. I think it started at 6:30, and they had like all the breweries. The ale trail were there.
The ale trail in person.
Yeah. So
dream team.
Yeah.
Did you see Lee Brand when he came out? They're playing hip hop music when he came out, and so he did a little hip hop stance.
Right.
And he's like, I'm not gonna quit my day job, kind of thing. Making fun of himself. Yeah. What did you think of that? You're all right with that? Because people are making memes out of it and gifs. I saw several gifs of the mayor doing that.
Well, I think it's cool. Whatever. If our police chief can be in a rap video,
I have not watched that on purpose. I'm like, nope. I saw that in the feed, Facebook or somewhere. I was like, nope. So I'm gonna watch it. I've already seen him with the shirt off.
That actually came across.
I can't watch this
the
now.
Other day,
did you watch it?
It was weird how it came across. It was like a mass email that they sent to like just. It was like blanketed to everyone. I didn't actually get it. I got it forwarded from someone else. It was like you couldn't just look at it. It wasn't like it was up on YouTube or whatever. It was like, here's the video, download it to watch it. And I was like, I don't want to download it. I just want to see what it is, So I didn't have time to do it. So I just sort of let it sit there, And then it started bubbling up on all the other, I think, one of the TV stations or someone ran with it and blah, blah, blah. And then, so I don't know. And then I see all the hip hop guys in town, like the actual hip hop dudes, talking about it. And it's just so, I don't know anything about it. I've seen it. Anyway, it is what it is. My point being, Lee Brand can do whatever he wants. I think it was fine.
All right.
Did you see the video?
No,
the state of downtown video.
No, I haven't watched it.
Top End
Media
put together.
Trailer commercial.
Yeah.
For downtown, that one that Joshua Teehee's there with Kopi, Kim and Kopi. Just like me, he's like craft beer, bro.
Yeah.
That was you. You were like, Kopi, listen to me right now, man.
Craft what I'm telling you.
Beer.
Craft beer takes
over. These two words, Kopi. Craft and beer. That was you one Friday at Great Day.
I thought it was good. I thought it was a good video, though. I don't know if you saw it, but it was
well good done. Video. I saw
it. I thought it
I retweeted. Josh, I retweeted it, okay?
I thought it, which means everything.
It means all retweets are approval or whatever.
I thought it told the story of downtown pretty well, you know, over the last, like, however many years. I think it really, like, showed sort of the growth and stuff of what's happening
I didn't
here.
See
and
I, any Fuse Fest references.
Well, I didn't see that.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, so there's our downtown talk. Is there any what else is happening?
Do downtown. Well, something I it's,
downtown.
That's our new downtown.
Yeah, no, I get it now.
Bumper.
Yeah.
The one little thing I have with Mr. Mayor, Mr. Okay. Ray, California legalized pot.
Oh yeah,
it's legal to grow and smoke a certain small amount of pot. Yeah. Of marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana.
But the shops are not legal until 2018.
Okay.
The dispensaries.
Yeah.
And so now I guess all cities can vote to say we're just not going to do that. We're not going to allow them.
Yeah, they can determine. Cities can determine whether or not, because zoning wise, they can determine what types of businesses they have in their
Although,
county.
I don't think the city's going to win with that hustler thing in the Silver Dome. Just saying. Anyway,
so the city is what is saying.
So Lee Brand is. He's like, all right, maybe I'll do this. I'm going to send a couple people to Denver to see how this is working out. One of the people he sends is Chief Dyer, the police chief. So, I mean, you already know what he's going to come back with.
Right.
It doesn't matter how positive it is. He's not going to come. The police chief can't.
Who's he going to talk to when he gets over there?
Another police chief. He talked to another police chief. Like, he's like, even if he is supportive of it, he's not going to. He's a police chief. He can't come back and say, yeah, dude, pot it out. So he obviously goes there and says, well, I talked to a police chief, and he says, some of the dispensaries get broken into once in a while.
Oh, yeah. So, right.
He's like, yeah. I don't think we should do it, Mr. Mayor. I think, you know, we would have to be dealing with burglaries and the whatnots. And I guess a small percentage of high schoolers or teenagers are smoking, like a smaller percentage of pot has gone up. Pot use has gone up with teenagers. So
those numbers I also heard of. Anyway, but yes, that this is the argument.
So this was his argument, saying no. So the mayor's like, I don't think I'm gonna approve them. But there is like an official vote with the count involving the council, I believe this month.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't have that specific date. But so it's not we're not officially banned it yet. But so if you've got the mayor's ear. You know, tug on it a little bit and say, "Hey, bro, a couple dispensaries around town ain't gonna hurt anything."
They're not gonna ban it. In that,
that's all right. Everything's okay.
Oh, that was scary. they're not gonna ban it in that. Like, you can still smoke it. You can still grow it.
Yeah.
But they're going to keep the dispensaries from happening.
Right. And I think the county is still like. I think the county is saying
the
they don't want anything.
Yeah,
they're like they're gonna just ignore the state. And they're like,
Well, and I think you had a good point in your blog about this. You're on the wrong side of history. You know, these people. This is a thing that is going to happen now. Whether it happens now or 10 years from now, whatever. Like it is happening. So
it's gonna happen. It's
you. You can be, I mean, it is already, it's happened, right? Like, we voted for it, so it happened. But how accepting we are, you know, is the question.
And
there could be an argument, I think, in saying, like, we're gonna see how this plays out before we start making decisions about how things are going to be done.
Yeah.
I could see that, but just a blanket and be like, no, drugs are bad.
Yeah. I'm just
not the best.
Yeah. Well, if he's taking the stance of, you know what, we're not going to make any decision on this. We're going to let Los Angeles and San Francisco doing it, and we're going to see what that's all about.
And then
I can understand that. I think that's not progressive thinking, but it's, I can understand that. But hopefully it's not just like, no. You know, God wouldn't want me to approve pot dispensary. Right. There's lots of millions of dollars you're turning away with this. And
right, that's the other thing.
I just think of tourists. It's sort of this window of time where, like, Colorado is just taking a huge advantage of it. Where this huge tourism there, and they're just they are making so much money in that state from pot being legal. They literally don't know what to do with it. I mean, imagine that in the city of Fresno, where you're just like, you want $1 million? Here's $1 million. I don't know what the hell to do with all this money.
We have all this tax revenue.
That's what Colorado's like right now. So, eventually it feels like most of the country will eventually do this, and it just won't be like you're saying, in 10 years, it won't be.
Right. It won't even be a thing.
It's this window in time you can take advantage and show that you're progressive and show that we're in California and we're not in Texas, you know?
Right. We're in a weird part of California, though.
Texas part of California.
So that vote is coming up, though, I think in both of the. Like you said, both in front of the city council and in front of the county government. And you can watch the Fresno Bee. We have a pseudo pot reporter in Rory Appleton. he's the That's pot guy. Beat. And so, it kind of is. And I don't know, not because he really wanted to, but, once you start covering that and then you start knowing.
They're like, hey, you've done two articles about pot.
Right,
you're the pot guy.
Right. Here you go. And so, and then all the, the county guys, the city council and the county reporters, they're like, well, we would do this, but, it's your beat or whatever. Good
stuff, man. We don't want to step on your toes. Here you go.
Right. So this vote's going to be about pot. So it's really funny to watch newsrooms and in particular, like the Fresno Bee, have to start dealing with this stuff and okay, so how do we, and then you have a food reporter who's like, well, so edibles,
should I try this?
What's going on with you?
To get this job, I had to test clean for not having pot. And now. Now I have to try this for the article?
And I don't actually think I'm sort of making that up. But, it is, I think in Denver they actually have a pot review, a reporter, and he's also a reviewer. He's
part
of his job.
That's a gig.
Right. Part hits the smoke and then go, it was or whatever. I don't know.
All right. That's his rating system.
Right.
Like thumbs up, thumbs down.
Anyway. So that's happening.
Oh, so what watch
else?
Out for that.
What else is happening?
Did you see Alton Brown was in town?
Alton Brown! He ate some tacos.
Food celebrity, TV food celebrity. And Mike Oz got him to eat some tacos.
He said they are legit.
Legit.
He called them legit.
Alton Brown thinks Fresno's tacos are legit.
It's because they are. Have you ever been?
Yes.
Have you had tacos other places? They're just not.
No, they're not.
Good.
I've tried. Mexican food in the Pacific Northwest, and it's like.
Oh yeah. No.
It's like going to Tortinos or whatever.
right. There's different. So the truth about it is there are different parts of Mexico. And so there are different types of regional Mexican food. We have a lot of variety, I think, and we have a lot of specific types of stuff here. But it tends to be better than anywhere else. So taco
Word.
Capital of the world.
Yeah,
we have an emoji.
That's right.
To show for it. So
yeah. I challenge anybody to any city to have better talk, like,
whoa,
good luck.
Good luck. I bet finding some a city of them, with better I bet tacos. Maybe something Texas.
No, nope.
Something like that.
You would think, nope. But no, not okay. Better. Like, I can okay. See somebody saying, "All right, yeah, we've got good tacos too." We're like, "All right," but
American? Or are we talking like if I go down?
Yeah,
Mexico,
maybe. If
you don't even,
if
you think
certain parts of Tucson, I would think, or Los Angeles.
Like, even if you go to Mexico, oh, Los Angeles probably is probably. Yeah.
Los Angeles might be that, but yeah. It would be so spread out, like.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I never hear anyone talking about Los Angeles' Mexican food, though.
You know why? Because they have other stuff that they're busy with.
Yeah, they're busy.
But we're like, we got tacos.
We got tacos and tri-tip.
It's because of the Grizzlies, you know?
Tacos and tri-tip.
And tri-tip. Tacos,
who's got the
tri-tip,
best tri-tip tacos?
And meth. Those are our three things.
Good meth. I don't like
who's any. Got the best?
Like actually, crappy, really crappy Nebraska meth.
Yeah, I don't know if we have the best meth.
Yeah.
I know for a while we were,
you know, I don't
we
know.
Were tops, but maybe Bakersfield probably.
Roy should expand his base, and now he's a meth guy, too.
Roy's the meth guy. yeah, Alton Brown, that was really cool. I thought that was really awesome that they were able to reach out social media-wise.
Yeah, and he listened to him. He's like, all really right, cool. I'll go.
And then posted all about gosh. It. And people lost their shit. People
lost
got
it.
Like crazy. Oh my God, Alton Brown, he's everywhere.
Well, all right. We have a big Olive Garden debate coming. But first, band of the episode.
Band of the episode. Do, 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 yes. Do. Supreme Jubilees.
Spring Jubilees. Explain
the
this.
The Supreme Jubilees.
The Supreme
Jubilees. So Jubilees. This is a band. I found out about this band in an odd way. I get a call from this lady, and she says that a guy in her church has a song that was in the movie Moonlight. Moonlight had just won the Best Picture of the Year Academy Award, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, this is cool. I got to track this down. So she gave me the guy's number, and I call him up, and we start talking, and he has this incredible story about this band that he was in back in like 1978, 1980, called the Supreme Jubilees. It was like him and his brother and a couple of friends. And they recorded this album, and they recorded it at some studio here in Fresno. And the engineer was like a country western engineer, sound mm-hmm. engineer. And so he didn't understand what they were trying to do. And so we need more bass. We want more bass. And he was like, what? And so eventually he kicked him out. He was just like, take your masters, get the hell out of here. Uh-huh. So they took the masters and they went down to Visalia. They finished out the album, whatever, put out the album, did it themselves. You know, it was all done themselves, like 200 copies, whatever. They went on tour, like out to Texas, whatever, played in Houston, some other places, came back. And then that was kind of it. They were just done. You know, it was like one of those things. They got back and like, half the band was getting married, other people had jobs, whatever. So this guy, he like continued playing and, you know, has done some other stuff, but mostly he just plays in his church every week. Well, some record store out in Austin somehow came across a copy of this record, and the owner loved it like so much that he came out to Fresno and tracked down the band. And like tried to convince them like, hey, you know, you need to release these songs again, blah, blah, blah. And he hooked them up with this record label in Los Angeles that does like reissues and that kind of stuff, like uh-huh. archival. Mm-hmm. That guy who ran the record label loved it so much. He's like, we're going to put it out. And so it like in 2015, the record was re-released, and it was like this big, huge thing, like, Bon Iver sampled one of the songs for a track he did. The guy from My Morning Jacket sampled one of the songs. Fashawn, I think, sampled one of the songs, but like without even knowing that the guy was from Fresno, I think, when he first came across it. So like all these
that's
people,
hilarious.
Yeah, all these people, like this totally awesome, music that no one really knew was from Fresno. And then it ended up being in the movie. and it was kind of a big deal. So here we'll play a track.
One of these old days, yeah. One of these old days, we ain't gonna have to cry no more. You see, God's gonna wipe away all our tears. He gonna wipe the tears, yeah. He gonna wipe the tears from your eyes. Do you hear me out there this evening? I said we ain't gonna cry. We ain't gonna cry no more. One of these old days, yeah. One of these old days, it'll all be over. Mm-hmm. It'll all be over. It'll all be over. And we won't have to cry. And we won't have to cry no more. Sometimes your burden, it gets so heavy, yeah. But I wanna let you know this evening, yeah. I wanna let you know that if you can just hold on, on a little while longer, y'all. 'Cause one of these old days, yeah, one of these old days, it'll all be over. It'll all be over. It'll all be over. Oh, and we won't to cry no more.
We ain't gonna cry no more.
Oh, we won't have to cry no more.
It's gonna be all over now, yeah.
It'll all be over.
Hey, hey, hey.
It'll all be over.
And there it is. Yeah. So there Supreme is. Jubilees, really cool. You know, 70s stuff. I actually ran into someone the other day who had the album, had no idea that they were from Fresno. They just heard about it, like they found it on Spotify or something, and they just loved it, so they bought it. And then they went in my store and they were like, "Oh my God, I had no idea these people were from Fresno." So, it's one of those things that happens sometimes now, you know, where bands sort of get rediscovered years after.
Yeah.
So it gives me hope that maybe someday someone's gonna
it'll
be like,
go
oh,
back.
There was this crazy punk band.
Crazy punk band from Fresno.
Back in there from Fresno. Back. Can you believe? Check out this.
This
you know,
dude had his shirt off the whole time.
He was crazy. He just did. Was like he never had clothes.
He hated clothes.
That'll be what the story. And then I'll tell some crazy story. I had a shirt and it got ripped. And so then I just
then
never
on
wore
out,
a shirt.
I just never wore a shirt.
It's funny. It's been a long time since I've performed without a shirt, but
oh man.
Anyway,
yeah, get
so,
back to that, dude.
Let's and also get back to this Olive Garden debate.
Oh man, here we go. So Olive Garden is opening up a new
second area location.
First Fresno
right.
location, unless there used
oh,
to
right.
be
the
one back in the day. I don't know, but
I don't think so.
As far as I know, first ever Olive Garden in Fresno proper.
And it is where?
It's going out at, I think it's called Marketplace out there, that shopping right. center. Herndon and 99, Herndon and Golden right. State, out yeah. there in the Highway City area.
Where the giant Target is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw it the other day. I drove by it, but go on.
So it's getting close to opening up.
Yeah, yeah. There's the signs out there and everything. There's line already. There's a bunch of people waiting to get in.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it's opening up.
I drove by the other day. I was with a friend, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, there's people already lined up. We both laughed. Anyway, it's because people line up. There's always a line for Olive Garden. Whatever time of day you go.
It doesn't make any sense.
You're like, hey, you go at 6, right, or 7. There's a line. So you think, I'll go early. You go to 4, 5. Still a line.
Doesn't matter, man.
Olive Garden.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, go on. Let's get to the heart
that,
of the debate.
That area doesn't have that particular area there proper. Doesn't have a sit down or a waiter service,
like a
table service.
Right.
It's all fast, right. Like order up and go sit down. No waiter places. So this is the first of that area. The area has been underserved for a while. We did have a debate about that shopping center. I remember on Flowing a couple years ago when they are approving it, saying that it's like we basically were against it, and you know I still was at the time because it's just spreading out Fresno too much and it's going to hurt West Shaw. But it's there now. There's no going back. I wrote a post on the Fresno saying, you know what, we don't have to like it, but this is sort of a good thing because this area doesn't have any restaurant to sit down in.
Right.
And it's, you know, if whether it's Olive Garden or not, it's a sit down restaurant. So be cool with it.
Good on. Okay. And what I would argue two things. They don't need a sit down restaurant. You don't. Look, you just said it, West Shaw. You drive, less than 5 minutes from that spot. There are any number of sit down restaurants. There's Marie Callender's. There's
Chili's, bro.
Chili's. There's the other sort of Chili's place, Red Robin. There's Texas. There's just a bazillion places within. I don't know. That's not even 5 miles. So within a very short period, within one freeway off ramp.
Yeah, but it's
you don't need to have everything at every place. Like you just don't. I'm sorry, you don't.
Yeah.
A. B. I just don't like Olive Garden. I just think Olive Garden's terrible. I think it is, and it's probably not any more terrible than any other number of places. I just choose Olive Garden to point out as being a particularly nasty kind of thing, which is this national restaurant that makes not really good food at not very good prices, but people eat it up. Where meanwhile, and I'm not, I mean that figuratively and literally. And meanwhile, there are any number of great local Italian places making real, actual food. And yet everyone wants to go to Olive. I just don't get it. Like, and I mean, okay, pretzels, the breadsticks and freaking salad. Okay. I mean, the breadsticks and salad are good. Okay. You know? And I will admit, I spent a fair amount of time eating at Olive Gardens over the years. I have eaten at Olive Garden many times over the years. I'll go there if I am with a group of people and that is what they want to do.
Right.
Because that's the kind of person I am. I'm not going to say, hey, let's go to the local place. But if I have to make a choice, I would not go to Olive Garden.
I think that area, it's out there now, so let them have some place decent to go.
I would have given them, couldn't get an Applebee's out there?
You think an Applebee's would have been better?
No. I don't know what would have been better.
I can imagine a lot of things better. It's just like nobody else is doing it. So
right, but see, and so here's the other thing. I think this is a that's a really that's such a Fresno sentiment, which is like, we see it downtown a lot too, where it's like something is mediocre, but for Fresno, it's great. You know, it's like, well, that's because no one else is doing it. You know, it's like, well, this isn't the best, but no one else is doing it, so it'll be okay.
Right.
And it's like, come on, we need better than that. That being said, I am sure, I am 100% positive that Olive Garden will do great.
Oh, hell yeah. It's going to clean house.
Right. I mean, yeah. The minute it opens, there will be lines of people going in, so.
I work in Madeira, and a lot of the Madeira group from my work are already talking about that.
No.
Yeah, they're already talking about the Olive Garden.
They're coming. Wow. Well, there you go. So it's a win.
Because it's not that difficult of a run down from Madeira to there. So
this is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Yeah, bro.
People will drive from Madeira down.
Get them some Olive Garden.
To Olive Garden. People in that area can't drive around the block to Shaw to get... I don't understand it. I guess maybe I'm just mixed up about...
Well, now at least you can stay in Fresno and give Fresno its taxes for Olive Garden. If you've got to go to Olive Garden.
That's 100%
now,
true.
Just don't go to Clovis. At least don't go to the Clovis one.
I have no reason to go to Clovis now.
Yep. Done. That was the last thing. It was like, they do have the Olive Garden.
There is a Black Angus out there.
What? No, Black Angus is by Fresno State. That's in Fresno side.
Okay, good.
Right. BC's now is the only thing I need to go out to.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Clovis for. And that's just for the beer.
Right. And that is true. Anything else happening that's been happening?
Well, all right. One thing before we plug it up.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I don't know if I'm going to write this. This is going to be this week's post or some point here in April. This will be a post. Okay. This was in Utah. They have a thing every year since 1996. It's called it's Outdoor Industry Association. It's a convention similar to what the Ag Expo is in Tulare to the agriculture industry. This is to the recreational in the hiking and the biking outdoor REIs. This is a place where, you know, REI shines and has a huge booth and all these kinds of Patagonia,
right?
All these places,
North Face,
right?
All those.
Yeah, this is where they show up, and you go check out their stuff
and a convention setting. Whether you wanna,
This has been happening in Salt Lake City since 1996.
Okay,
this year they have decided to pull out and look for a new city because the governor there and some of his Republican Party people have convinced lobbied Trump. To get rid of, during Obama's administration, he made this Bear Ears National Monument in southern Utah.
Right.
It's a sacred Indian land and all this stuff. And Obama made it a national monument. And they lobbied Trump to pull that and one that Bill Clinton had done previously.
Right.
And he did. They were successful in that. So, and this Outdoor Industry Association the whole time was like, don't do this. This is not right.
We're here.
Okay. We like coming to Salt Lake City, but this is upsetting us. We would like you to stop doing that. And they said, nah, forget you. And they did it. So now it's gone. And so they said, all right, then we're leaving and we're looking for a new city to go to. And this thing is, and they apparently lobbied against this because of the ranchers, the livestock people, and mining companies wanted this land to not be a monument anymore so they could use it. So the Outdoor Industries is looking for a new city to move this convention to. They still have to do it in 2018 because everything's so set up for it. But in 2019, they will be starting in a new city, and I am hoping that the Fresno Fresno will get jump on this. Portland and Denver have already jumped on it and are lobbying for it. So I am trying to put a bug in somebody important in Fresno's ear to lobby for this, because we are a good being at the base of the Sierra Nevadas. We would be a great city for a convention like this. They spent 32,000 people visit Salt Lake City from this. 32 million. They spend 32 million is spent. 3.1 million is gained in taxes every year from this.
Wow.
So
it seems like it. I mean, it really does seem like it would be a great fit. And I can't imagine that someone at the city isn't already.
You
trying
think? To, yeah, you know. Yeah. Why?
But if not, they will now that they've heard about it.
Hopefully,
Long Was Famous.
Somebody in the city
listens to
the show.
Yeah. But man, that really is such a perfect.
It's one of the things,
we're right here in the midst of all of this.
Right,
we
deserve. We can be Denver. We can be Portland in many aspects. I'm not saying every aspect, but we can be a big city for that hiking and all the outdoor recreational things outside of surfing.
Sense, right? Because we're so close to all this stuff, mm-hmm. and even surfing. What is that? 2 hours.
You can do it in a day. I've known people that have put boards on their car and left for the morning and went surfing and came back the same day and from Fresno. So it's not like it doesn't happen here. So we have all the options here.
The question would be, you know, is the convention center? I assume if it were in Fresno, it would have to be in the convention center. Is the convention center big enough?
Yeah,
host something like this, you know? And I mean, I can't. It probably is. I mean, I would assume. I can't. You know, I don't know where they have it in. When it was in Salt Lake.
That's a good question. But, I haven't researched that.
You know, and I know that So I recently went to the Agri Center where they have the International Ag Expo. Uh-huh. For Pueblo Fest, right, which was like the regional Mexican. It was great. It was really cool. And I think that place is a perfect venue for that kind of music show. It's just gigantic. I mean, it's huge. It's gigantic. And it's probably perfectly set up. I mean, obviously it was built for the International Ag Expo, so it's perfectly set up for that because there's just so much room and it's so big. So, you know, I know like Tulare would, you know, has that option.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, I don't know what the needs of it would be for them to want to come to Fresno. But, it seems like it would make such sense for us.
Yeah, I think
it would
just be like any other convention as far as, you're saying the space and the hotels. Space hotels, and then proximity to the product that they're pushing, which is we fit that at least. I don't know if we have enough hotels and space for a convention center.
Right. I mean, I'm sure we do. I mean, we have conventions all the time down here, you know.
We always have that Miss California pageants here every year.
Right. And so there's stuff all the time at the convention center. I'm always walking downtown, and there's some group of kids walking around, and you know there's some sort of convention happening, so I think that's a good idea. Let's try to pitch it.
All right, we're gonna push it then, see what
someone
happens.
And when we do, try to get some money out of it. We'll try to sell it.
Yeah,
we'll be like, look, we'll take a finder's fee
and we'll cut
however much. Yeah,
and some free jackets and mountain climbing equipment.
Oh yeah. Give me something. I would go just North Face, Patagonia, something nice. It doesn't have to be,
nice.
top of the line.
Yeah, I not could top be, of the line, but, you know, nice.
A new mountain bike or something would be cool.
I need a new road bike right now, to be honest.
Well, there you go. So.
I'm trying to be cool like the palm bikers, man. You ever ridden down Palm with all the cool palm bikers? Biker's outfit?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think of you.
I do, but it's not spandex. I don't. I I don't do the spandex.
You don't do the spandex?
No.
You did, so you weren't in the race this weekend?
I was not. No, I was not in the California Classic weekend.
California Classic.
Race. The 165-mile, 100-mile bike race.
Mm-hmm.
And a half and full, or I think there was a 5K too. 5K, half and full marathon. For runners.
I want to just so I can ride down the 168.
Yeah, you should. There were a lot of people I saw do it.
180 or 168?
168.
Seems like they've done it on 180 before, haven't they?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just 168.
Maybe it is the 180 and I'm...
No, I think it's 168.
That's another big one. See, and we have those kind of things here. That would fit perfectly within this expo thing. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's good. Hopefully, if someone hasn't thought about it, they'll hear this. And
yeah, man, let's jump in.
Think about
Don't let Portland beat us.
Or Denver. Denver might win, though, because weed.
There you go, man. Well, Portland or Oregon, didn't they?
I guess that's true.
Too. Yeah.
No.
I think they're on the same level we are right now, I think, or something. But.
Right. They're a little bit above us. I think they have dispensaries up there already.
They're already out.
They got dispensaries.
Out ahead of us.
Happening.
Damn it. See, man? We got to catch up.
Denver, definitely. So if that, and what, oh, man, that would be great if, like, we're in the running and then the last thing they're like, yeah, but you guys don't got weed. And so that then we don't.
We're like,
we don't
oh, yeah, pa pa pa.
Right, oh, yeah. And we would be like, biggest weed county in the world.
Yeah, we're like, we'll do whatever you say.
If we needed it. Whatever you need. If it was Trump, we'd be like, oh, Trump? Trump wants weed here? Okay.
Yep.
Like, remember when he was trying to get Running Horse? And then we were all treating him like he was.
When he was all like, I wanted a hotel downtown, the biggest, the bigly, most bigly hotel.
Right. And we were like, whatever you need. I guess we didn't give
him. No, we eventually
He didn't,
We were sobered up and at the last minute we're like, wait.
We were like,
that sounds like a pretty crappy deal.
Right. Somebody like Ivanka left, and then everyone, like the spell lifted, and they're like, "I feel weird, but did something just happen?
What happened? Did we just sell our soul? Oh wait, we still got time. Keep our soul."
I
think we need to plug.
Go to the plug
up
right
here.
Plug,
we're leaking. Plug it up.
Plug it up. All right. I'll let you go ahead and start. What do you got to plug and recommend?
All the things. I'll recommend something. I'm sure we'll probably play them in the coming months. But our buddy Nilo Smeds, local musician, Nilo with two I's, NILOSMEDS.
Bandcamp.com.
Nilo is. One of our favorite musicians of all time in Fresno, but he is also always listener, meaning he's listened from the beginning of Flowing of Famous.
He pointed that
because there was one episode where like, could somebody tell us if you've listened to the show from the beginning to now? And Nilo was like, I have. So Nilo is the two people I know of, Ed Stewart and Nilo Smeds, have been listening since Jera, Mike, and our boy,
our buddy Reed,
the greatest engineer of all time, Reed May, started Flowing of Famous. So shout out to Nilo. Make sure to check out
his new album
on Bandcamp.
And I think it's actually out on. I can't remember what record label put it out, but I think it's actually
so what,
out.
Once you were a baby.
Yeah.
Really
good stuff.
Yeah. And then also thefresnan.com, my blog, my weekly blog on some sort of interesting Fresno thing I think is interesting that I could come up with right at the deadline.
Right.
My Tuesday
and every now and
Wednesday
again
deadline.
We get debates happening.
Once in a while we can debate
the Olive Garden.
Fresnan on all the social medias. Fresno.com. And the other podcasts within this little baby podcasting network, Dork Town, the comedy podcast with the producer Becky and Bells, local, one of the greatest podcast celebrities of all time, Bells. That's a comedy hangout podcast, Dork Town. Yeah. And I was going to say Flowing with Things. The Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour.
Craft Beer, Show with Nick and Matt Napolitano.
The brothers.
Yep, the brothers. We did a lot of local talk last week because we got half the listeners are not local and half are. So we sometimes we get stuck talking like a bunch of Fresno stuff, and the non-local listeners are like, "Stop talking about Fresno, bro."
We hate it.
But so we do a lot of local talk there. So following the thing,
but other stuff too. Yeah,
beer. It's beer. Beer. You're into beer. You might like it.
And then
get off my podcast. Get off my podcast. Harrison Ford.
That was the best.
Oh, was it?
The best Harrison I think I've heard you do.
Nice.
That was great. Good job.
My cousin Trent and I, we're both been lifelong Harrison Ford nerds, so we have a podcast about Harrison Ford. Get off my podcast.
Is the listenership, the audience for that, is it as big as I think it is?
No.
Okay.
It is not. Because it's not as big as I would think it would be in...
I would assume that there would be people who would be into Harrison Ford.
You would think it's like, oh, this is like a worldwide thing, Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
I've stumbled on this idea. This is going to be great. Turns out, but that's fine. Look, there's enough. There's a nice core listenership.
Harrison Ford is famous enough that when he almost crashes his plane into another plane, people talk about it.
Right.
So you would think it would be worth a podcast.
Yeah. He just landed on the taxiway. It's fine.
Right. It was fine. It was fine. Okay. So I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com, where I personally and then others write and talk about the things that you hear on the show. So if you are into the show, you might follow along on the Bee and the Fresno Beehive. And there's also a Fresno Beehive podcast now, if you're really interested in hearing.
There you go.
If you're interested in hearing the Fresno Bee feature staff, what it's like to sit around and talk, like what we talk about at our desks during the week, that's the podcast. So, like this week, for instance, it was all about Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh man.
And there's just some and musical episodes. So Buffy the Vampire Slayer had a musical episode. Some people love it, think it's great. Some people hate it. So there was debate. And then we talk about musical TV and other stuff, and it's always pop culture stuff. It's not really Fresno specific necessarily, although there's some Fresno stuff, but most of the time it's the pop culture stuff. It's like,
you're like Slate, you know. Some Slate has podcasts like that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, whatever we end up talking about at our desks on any given week is what we put on the podcast. So there's that as well. And then my band, it'll go back, although we're not doing all that much. I'll plug it as well. Just because I think
it'll grow back on social media. Just watch out. You'll never know when a show will pop up.
That is true. So, that's it for me. Is there a recommendation? Anything I might recommend?
I
got nothing. I got nothing. So there it is. I'm done. All right. Can I count us out?
Sure.
Okay. I'm so excited. 5, 4, 3, 2. We'll never get rid of the ant.
Never.
Never.
Never. Get rid of the ant.